It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Remember the carefree days of youth and playing outdoors with kids in your neighborhood? Our next guest is a game designer. No, not video games, but rather games that help adults recapture that feeling in an attempt to better connect people with where they live. This is one of the goals of the City Spree event taking place Sunday in the East End. Here to tell us more about it is Adam Nelson, the founder of City of Play. Adam Nelson, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. I get to check this off my list now.
Oh, what's that?
Well, being on NPR, being on a radio station here. So I'm
off
really
the bucket list.
Off the bucket list, exactly. So
very good. Well, we're happy you're able to do that. Tell us about City Spree, the event taking place this Sunday.
The City Spree is a 5K with no course. It's designed to be inviting to people who are not accustomed to participating in a normal kind of road race. In fact, it doesn't close off any streets. It's all based on the sidewalks. And what we're trying to do is encourage people to explore the city to different checkpoints around the East End area. Because there's no course, players make up their own route around the city, going from checkpoint to checkpoint and trying to score the most amount of points they can.
How did you get started with City of Play?
I started City of Play originally as an organization called Obscure Games a few years ago. And I started it because I had worked at a summer camp as a teacher. Part of my job was to play with the students there. And I realized that it had been a long time since I'd gone to play for no reason. So when I came back to Pittsburgh, I looked around for an opportunity to do that. Couldn't find any, and so I started Obscure Games. We then got support from the Sprout Fund to do our first game festival, and since then we've been doing game events and regular open public games every week for the last 4 years.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like the activities you design are the type of games most people played as kids with people from the neighborhood or at the park.
Well, it's around that idea, definitely. I think that it's important to understand that these aren't kids' games. We design very interesting and sophisticated games that are designed to be played by adults, but that capture that spirit of wonder and exploration that made playing as a child so much fun. We tend to grow out of the idea of playing as an activity that adults can do, and City of Play tries to reintroduce that idea to adults in the area and demonstrate that play is a really essential way to connect people with each other and with their city as a whole.
We're talking with Adam Nelson. He's the founder of City of Play. Why is the word gaming a marketing challenge for your organization?
Because there's been so many games that have been released through technology. Technology is now one of the main ways that we encounter games. The word gaming has started to apply almost exclusively to people who play video games. We don't tend to call ourselves gamers in City of Play and in Obscure Games. We are players. We're interested in playing. And that doesn't mean that we don't enjoy video games. I have Angry Birds on my phone. You know, I like all those sorts of things as well. But there is something lost in the experience of playing when you have a screen between you and the player that you're playing with. So while City of Play doesn't shy away from technology, we love using technology in our games. But we like to use the technology as a support of the game rather than as the game itself. We don't tend to play with the device. We play through the device with each other.
We're talking with Adam Nelson, the founder of City of Play, here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. What kind of feedback have you received from people taking part in your events?
An incredible amount of positive feedback from it. As you might guess, I have a really good job in that I get to make other people have fun. And sometimes it does feel like making people have fun. It's hard to push out this idea in a way that isn't understandable, like we were talking about. But once somebody shows up, once somebody comes in and tries playing a game, they always come back. They really, really get it once they come out and play once. Most people seem to approach City of Play with this kind of feeling of relief, like they've always wanted something like this, and they're so happy that they found it, that they found an opportunity for them to go out and play with other people their age in a way that is, a way that is approaches their level of intellectual development and physical development, and really makes the idea of play something that falls back into the domain of other adults.
So what is the long-term goal for City of Play?
City of Play has a bunch of long-term goals. I think that our real goal is to use play as a vehicle to improve the quality of urban life. We think a lot about how we can make our everyday interactions more fun and more playful through creating game structures or using the aesthetics of play to change the way that people interact with each other or with their city. And I think that our major goal is to demonstrate or to find evidence for this theory. We have this theory that we can use play to make the city better, and everything that we're doing is trying to document that and prove that and then push that information out to other cities. City Play doesn't exist anywhere else. It's only here in Pittsburgh. There are other game organizations and there are other game festivals, but City Play is the most prolific creator of new games and designer of games for really that are designed to encourage the way that we want people to interact with each other and with their city. So we hope that really can be pushed out to other places and help make the rest, you know, other cities of play.
The City Spree event takes place Sunday in the East End, and our guest has been Adam Nelson, the founder of City of Play. Adam, thanks so much for joining us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, thank you, Paul. For WESA listeners, you can use the code WESA if you register for the City of Play to get a discount. So I hope that a bunch of listeners can come and join us.
Very cool. Thank you.